Because, I was doing it for friends or for friends of a friends. And she said, you already do marketing, you already do branding. If you really want to do this with astrology, it's going to be hard because not everyone is into mixing astrology with business or is willing to take the risk of building branding of a business based on astrology.
Welcome to Gratitude Geek, the relationship marketing podcast for micropreneurs building genuine, lasting relationships with clients, colleagues, and community. I'm your host, Candace Rodarte. If you love listening to interviews with grateful entrepreneurs who are making this world a better place, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave your groovy review. Today, I'm joined by brand astrologer Jen Chavez Perdomo. Jen is the founder of Black Moon Business Consulting. She brings 15 years of experience in marketing and 4 years of experience helping entrepreneurs understand their own brand and customer base through astrology, tarot, and pendulums. Her passion is helping business owners succeed. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, thank you so much, Candace, for having me here.
Okay, your zone of genius is so outside of my comfort zone, I can't even start. So I understand brand astrology. What about the rest? Give me an idea. Well, first of all, tell us your story. How did you get to where you are? Tell us where you are and how you got to where you are.
Okay, I'm in Venezuela. I'm a Venezuelan girl. I'm 41 years old. And I've been always mixed with this holistic thing since I was a kid. I think I like and love all of this. How astrology works, how the pendulum works, tarot reading works. Normally adults say, go with the safe thing. You need to have money to put on the table. So sometimes you just, okay, find another passion, but don't forget about the real passion. So I started studying marketing as my career. But I was always like, come on, I love it. I'm passionate about marketing, but there's something else that is missing. So finally, after my mom passed away, I said, you know what? I'm not gonna wait another minute for this. So I continue my degree in astrology. I finally got it. And I said, why not do something not new, because there's other people that does this, but why I try to do it? So I find a way to mix astrology and branding, and it works very good.
You have a degree in astrology?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. All right, talk to me about that. What's that about?
Yeah, you learn how to do the birth chart, everything that you need to know about astrology in a psychological way. You find, the birth chart, the whole circle, and you started to analyze the planet, the zodiac signs, the houses, and every information that all of that has for you about one person. It's incredible, actually.
Well, and the fact that you could be, I know enough about astrology to know that I'm a Capricorn. So I know that I have goat tendencies. I mean, I know that I always have to be in charge, like all Capricorns have to be in charge. I know that I like to hang out with other Capricorns and that other Capricorns like to hang out with me. I mean, I know those things, but I know there's intricacies. For people who think, oh, it's all hooey, it's a balance, right? You have a balance of, I mean, astrology has been studied for thousands of years, so there's something there, right? Okay, and then you do pendulums, which is, I have a friend, we have a mutual friend, Wendy, who does pendulums too, and I don't really understand how that works at all. And then you do tarot, which I also know just a little bit about, but not a lot. So, and then what other modalities do you work with?
Chakra alignment with a pendulum is an incredible way to, find the right balance with your emotions and everything around them. So your relationship with everything around you works better. And you know, it's kind of a great way to find your balance when you feel that something is not completely right. So you do this, and it's incredible how everything is, you know, starts to work it out.
So a pendulum is basically like a necklace, right? It's a,
yeah, it's kind of this.
So it's a stone on a chain.
Yeah, I mean, you can also find it in wood, a wood pendulum.
And is there a difference? That's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the difference is incredible when you work with the wood pendulum. Sometimes when I am doing a healing process, I use the wood pendulum because the energy is going into the pendulum, but it's not going back to me, you know? And if you're cleaning some bad energies from someone, the energy is not going to go through you, you know, going back to you. But if you do it with the crystal pendulum, this chain is a conduct, you know? So the energy is going to the pendulum and it's going back to me. So I use this one just for chakra alignment, or if I need to ask the pendulum a question, I use this one. But if I want to do a healing process, I use the wooden pendulum.
Interesting. What is fascinating to me is Tarot is basically from the Middle East and Greece and Gypsy, right? And chakras are an Eastern. And I don't know with the history of pendulums.
You know, it goes way back. Actually, the Egyptians and you know, that part of the world used to do it for healing and to know stuff. You connect the energy with this, you can, you know, connect to energy. So I connect with your energy and I do the healing process with this thing. It's like use, you know, they normally use it to heal. It was a healing process. It's also known the Hebrew pendulum is just for healing. So after that, they just kind of separate the healing, the just healing pendulum, that is the Hebrew pendulum. And this one came to, you know, the other stuff that you can do with this. But it is really, really old.
Yeah. So that Egypt and then astrology, Greece, Rome. I mean, we go back really far with that. And so this is all over the world. You've taken modality or methodologies from all over the world and combined them to help businesses. So what does that look like?
Well, astrology in a way to help business is really cool. You know, sometimes we do branding based on what the person or the client says that he wants his business to be. You know, I want these colors because I like them, or I want the red one because it is a restaurant, for example. But with the help of astrology, I use the birth chart. I do the whole analysis, and based on the moon, zodiac sign, and Venus, Mercury, rising, I go to, you know, do the whole analysis based on branding. What colors should that person use based on his birth chart? This is just for a personal branding. But when we talk about a business, we use the date that person is planning or register the business. That's the birth date of that business, you know, when you register the business.
I never really thought about a business having a birthday, but it's true. I mean, this is a very interesting time for me and my husband, because we incorporated our company in June of 1998. So our company was founded in June of 1998, and we are in the process of dissolving that corporation right now. It's a process. It's not easy. You don't just say, hey, I'm closing my business. You have to dissolve your corporation. So in the process of dissolving our corporation, but we've already given birth to our second corporation. So our second corporation has a birthday too. I don't know the exact date. I think it's February 1st. But I never really thought about the business having a birth. I mean, we always called it an anniversary, but you're right. It is the birthday. It's the day that we gave birth to this business.
Exactly. And based on that information, you do the birth chart of that business, and that business is going to have a personality. That business is going to have a way of communication, because Mercury is going to be in a place on that chart. So that Mercury is about, is the planet of communication. So when I want to know how it's going to communicate, I go and analyze where Mercury is. It's really good if you have even the time of birth, because sometimes we could play, you know, astrologers just play with the dates and time. For example, if you want to register your business tomorrow at, I don't know, 8 a.m., I can do a birth chart and see if it's going to be a prosper business based on 8 a.m. If it's not working that much, I can play and work on, I don't know, 11 a.m. and see how is going, the house two is going to be, you know, the aspect house two is going to have with or its relationship with the rest of the planets. And I can know if it's going to be a prosper business based on that exact date and time.
You can do it by the, I mean, within 3 hours of each other, it could make a difference.
Trust me. In my case, even 15 minutes is really important. My mom thought she knew my date of birth and of course the time of my birth. But I don't know why the first time I asked her to do my birth chart, she said 10:15 a.m. And I, you know, I said, and I did the birth chart, the astrological circle, and I was like, are you kidding me? My rising can't be on Pisces. I mean, that's not me. And I looked for my birth certification, and it was 10:30. And I said, Mom, 10:30. In that case, my rising is in Aquarius, and I'm a whole Aquarius rising. You know, the tattoos, the color hair, everything is, that information is for someone that it is Aquarius. So that 15 minutes is really important. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, works on, I don't know, two or more hours, but sometimes those 15 minutes is really important. And could change everything.
Interesting. Tell me how your business works. I mean, you're in Venezuela, but I'm assuming you can help anybody anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
How do your services work? How did you turn this into a business? I guess is what my question is.
Look, I don't know how everything just, you know, fall into my plate. It was just like, I want to do this. I really want to do this. And I remember that I sat with a friend and we had a conversation, and she said, why don't you do this for a living as a business, as a really serious thing to offer? Because, you know, I was doing it for friends or for friends of a friend's. And she said, you know, you already do marketing, you already do branding. If you really want to do this with astrology, it's going to be hard because not everyone is into mixing astrology with business, or is willing to take the risk of building branding of a business based on astrology, you know. But after you have a conversation and you see some really cool results that I can show, is awesome. We have a friend in common that she was into it in the, you know, the first conversation, she said, I'm in, I want to do this. And she did it. And I love the results.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're beautiful.
I think it's all her in that branding and in that, in all of
And
that stuff.
the thing with her color scheme is that it's unexpected. Like,
Yeah.
because I helped her create our mutual friend, I helped her create a graphic for something. And I did the initial design. I said, you have to throw your colors into it. But I just guessed at them because she showed them to me. And then she brought it back to me. She showed it back to me after she had fixed the colors to the right color codes. And it was unexpected and beautiful. Like I would never have thought to put those colors together myself, but they just look breathtaking with her branding and with her product offering. So yeah, the results are phenomenal. I'd love to see other things that you've done just to see.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I remember that I did this program for a South African woman that is she's really grown and she's so professional. She's a painter, an artist, and it's really hard to work on branding for an artist because you think they know it all and what can I do for her?
Yeah.
But
Art and branding aren't the same thing.
yeah, when I sat and I said, okay, these are the colors. I think we can mix this with this and do this. She was like, wow, I would never in my right mind do this, but I love it. Because she loved every color and she wanted to use green and yellow and blue and turquoise and she, when I put all that together for branding, she was like, oh, I can use all of them together. I can use all of them separately and together and still works. And also with the founts, it's incredible how you can see where one planet is and see, okay, I think I can work with this font based on one planet. Sometimes I've been asked, like, really, one planet? Or how can you know how a business is going to communicate with their clients based on Mercury? The same way I can see how a person is going to communicate based on Mercury. That business is just like a person and it's going to have relationships and it's going to have clients and it's going to talk to people even when it doesn't, you're not going to hear it. Is going to have a voice, and that voice is going to came to me based on Mercury because it's communication.
Okay, so that leads us to the next question. Why is it that when Mercury is in retrograde, nothing works?
It is like a myth
It's
because
a
sometimes,
myth.
sometimes people works better with Mercury in retrograde. And
I
some.
love that you just said that because that is like such a canned excuse. Oh my God, my computer isn't working, so Mercury must be in retrograde.
We all use that excuse. Don't worry. I use it myself. But it is the planet of communication. So communications, usually don't work when it's retrograde. Thank God it's just for a few weeks because thank God it's a fast planet. It's not like Pluto or Neptune that are really slow planet and could be for years in retrograde. In this case, it's just working perfect for just a couple of weeks and then we go back to normal. But being the planet of communications, your phone, your computer, your television, the way you communicate with people can be messed up. So when Mercury is in retrograde, the only thing that I said to everyone in my Instagram lives when I'm really tired of readings, I don't care what I'm doing. Please, please, please check your communications, check the way you're going to talk. Because with Mercury in this way, sometimes we talk in a way, but the other person understand it in another different way because of Mercury. So please, 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 just, before you said, think it.
Yeah. That's why I was telling somebody this morning, I don't like email and I really don't like talking on the phone. I wanna see your face when I'm talking to you. Because if you can see my face, you can tell I'm being snarky and I'm being sarcastic. But you might not be able to tell I'm being sarcastic if you can't see my face.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's incredible because sometimes we don't pay attention to that. And we love texting or we love emails. And the thing is that we know what we are saying and the way we are saying it, but the other person maybe is going to understand it according to what they know, according to their experience. And if I say, yeah, I love you, it's not the same thing when I say, yeah, I love you,
That's
you
true.
know? But when I'm reading it, I'm going to give it the tone I want or the tone I know.
Yep.
So it's way better if we can see each other or if we listen to that voice note more than once.
Yeah.
Especially in Mercury in retrograde, please.
Okay. And then you said that Pluto is a planet. So astronomers no longer call Pluto a planet, but astrologers do. Talk to me about that.
The way they work with this, but thing is that we can change what it is right now in astrology. Actually, Pluto right now is in Aquarius, and it's going to be a great way for technology communication. We are going to have some years, really good years, with everything that is going to innovate in communications and technology. According to Pluto in Aquarius, it's going
So
to
how
be,
long is that going to happen? How many years?
I think 24 years.
So for the next 24 years, like we're already in it. Pluto's in Aquarius now. So for the next 24 years or so, there will be major innovations happening.
Yeah, because Pluto is going to be in Aquarius for that time.
So when was the last time Pluto was in Aquarius?
My God, you got me there.
Like how often does it happen?
Every 24 years,
Every 24 years. So,
changes, you know, for one sign to the other.
okay, so it's 24 years in retrograde or in Aquarius, and then 24 years in something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to a planet like a zodiac sign like Aquarius is going to innovate a lot. So the consequences in each sign are different.
Ah, so okay, so because it's in Aquarius,
Yeah,
people who
for
are
example,
Aquarians, whatever, they're the ones who are going to be innovating.
when the moon is in Cancer, the emotions are going to be like really, really, really intense because Cancer is a really emotional zodiac sign and the moon is the planet of emotions. So emotions are going to be like massive. But for example, if the moon is going to be in Capricorn or Virgo, the emotions are going to be really, you know, structured and are not going to be as passionate. We're going to be like motivated to, you know, structure and perfection and finding if I don't feel in a perfect way, I'm not gonna feel anything. I'm going to just shut my mouth and I'm not gonna speak because I'm very structured. That's Virgo and Capricorn. So based on each zodiac sign, the behavior of that planet is going to change.
Our mutual friend, her name is Wendy, by the way. So I went to a vision board event that Wendy put on, and we were talking about how we celebrate when we accomplish something. And I'm like, I never do. I accomplish what I want to accomplish, and then I go, what's next? Now what am I going to do? I never
Get
celebrate.
there.
Yeah, and
Get
that I, apparently that must be a Capricorn thing.
Yeah, it is. Not your fault, by the
I know,
way.
I know.
You
I just,
are what you
okay.
are.
I've reached this goal. Now what's the next one? Let's get the next thing done, right? And I think that's my motivation.
Even from Sagittarius, I'm a Sagittarius, and I could celebrate a whole month. One thing, you know, I don't care. Every time my birthday on December, I don't know how many times I celebrate my birthday.
As many times as you possibly could.
Yeah,
I don't even celebrate mine.
Sagittarius is the party, and let's go and let's do this. You know, very excited. And Capricorn or Virgo is like, yeah, they're there. You did it. Good for you. One. What's next?
Next, exactly. Next, exactly. I'm always looking, but I always reach my. I mean, it's very rare that I set a goal for myself that I don't reach it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm driven. The goal is the reward. Accomplishing the goal is the reward. So I want to talk about, because this whole thing with Pluto is fascinating to me, because I'm obsessed with the fact that the airplane was discovered, invented in the early 1900s, like 1900, 1902, something like that. And by 1915, people had figured out how to drop bombs out of airplanes. And I mean, that innovation, it's not a good innovation, but that innovation happened in a decade and a half, right? And so I'm assuming that Pluto must have been in Aquarius at that time.
It could be an Aquarius or a Scorpio. Remember that Scorpio is really intense in, it is a water sign, but sometimes it behaves like it is fire. Like really, passionate about
Boiling water.
it. Yeah, and maybe Pluto or maybe Saturn, is the planet of expansion and everything is just go massive. So
But that is true. Whenever there's innovation happening, a lot of it is happening at the same time. Right now with this whole AI thing, I mean, it just every day something new comes out. They've uncovered some new amazing AI technology. If that's going to be happening for the next 24 years, imagine what life is going to be like 25 years from now. What our world is going to be like.
actually, this is the time if you want to create a business or if you want to work on new stuff, if you have a new idea, if you don't know how to present it, this is the time. We can wait, especially 2024. It is the year for us to do whatever we want to do, to grow as human beings, to develop what we want to do. That is really passionate. We are not in a year to just follow the rules or follow what we need to do because somebody else told us to. This is the year to do what you want because it is your passion to pursue what you really want. 2024 is, numerologically speaking, year 8, and year 8 is, when everything comes through.
So right now, American news is just doom and gloom, right? The news cycle is just awful. Everything is terrible in the world, according to the news. And you're telling me that the opposite is true.
It depends on what you do, the way you work it out. If you work, because when we dream good because you are a good person, you are an amazing person. So you dream a big and good, and good not just for you, but for your clients, your friends, the people around you, right? The same happens to me. But when bad people dream, they dream the opposite, but it also comes true. So we need to work it out, to be the gooder, the better.
So how do we do that? How do the good people win?
As long as you don't believe what everyone else tells you to. Sometimes we talk about limiting beliefs, and sometimes we just think that it is a coaching thing. Ah, yeah, you're coming to coach me. I don't need a coach. I'm not coaching you. If I wanted to coach you, trust me, I would send a paper and I would send a budget first. Thank you. I'm not trying to coach you. I'm just trying you to, succeed as a friend, and the only way to do that is to believe what you really are. We are good. Sometimes we think we're bad because as human beings, we have a brain and we think stuff. And sometimes we see the news and I don't know, we see a really bad news and you can help to say that person deserves the worst in the world. And that's a bad thought.
Yeah.
But You're human. You're not being a bad human being. So I think the only way for the good ones to win is to believe that you're good, act good, do good, think good, manifest what is good for you and for others.
I think that's the important word there is others. Manifest what is good for you and others, not just what is good for you. That's the differentiator between a good person and a bad person.
Yeah, because what I think it is good for me, maybe is not good for somebody else. I can wish for, I don't know, win the love of someone in my life. I want to be with Raphael, for example. I don't know. But maybe I'm not good for Raphael, and maybe Raphael is not going to be as good for me as I think. But I wish to be with him. And maybe the universe is listening and it says, okay, take Raphael and I'm destroy my life because he's not meant to be for me.
Yeah.
So what I think is good for me, maybe is not. So let's just think as, you know, as we're not alone in the world, because the world is not ours and the other people is not paying rent. You know, the world is for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is very thought provoking. I didn't realize that this conversation was going to go down that road. I want to change directions because this is, you know, it's a business podcast. Let's talk about business. So you have an international business, but you are also a solopreneur. So talk to me about how wonderful that is and the challenges.
Well, being in Venezuela is all about challenges. You know, I learned how to live with challenges.
We don't need to get into the politics of it all, but for folks for folks that are not in Venezuela, what does that mean, really?
Yeah, I hate talking about politics and mixing business with politics. So yeah. Don't worry. It is really challenging because you don't, for example, if I want to, you know, do something for somebody in the United States, for example, if I have a client in the US, I need to find a cell account. I have my PayPal account, but if that person is just paying by cell, I need to find one. Thank God I have one, because somebody else borrowed me a cell account to receive my money. That is just one challenge. The other one is that you can't do, for example, Facebook ads or Instagram ads if you don't have a credit card or a debit card outside Venezuela. You need a card outside. You can use the ones we use.
Are there currently sanctions against Venezuela from the US?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So really you can't do business in the US unless you work around it. You got to work around it.
Yeah, you need to, you know, find a way and go into circles and asking people, hey, I can do this. You know, but I've been doing it for a while. Thank God. I've been really blessed with really cool people that is willing to help. And I've been, you know, doing my business and doing business with most of my clients with the astrology part are in the US. With the pendulum, tarot readings are in Latin America, but with astrology, they are all in the US. And I've been doing it for a while and it's good. I mean, it's going good. It's challenging. Yeah, it is not easy. But once you work it out, it just flows.
Yeah. Well, that's true. There's always that once you figure out how to get into the groove, you're in the groove, and it'll take a lot of effort to get out of the groove once you're in the groove.
Absolutely.
And that's true for no matter where your business is, no matter where it is, no matter what country you're in, the groove is the groove, right?
Yeah.
The zone is the zone. The buzzword is homeostasis. When your business is in homeostasis. Okay. I know that you are, you know, a marketing astrologer, and that the astrology is your marketing tool. But what are your other favorite ways to market? Since you have to think outside the box, how else do you market your business?
I go to network events I've been attending to Forbes Riley's events for a while now. It's been working a lot. That helps me a lot. I think she is one of the most incredible women in the United States. I don't know if you know who she
I
is.
don't know who she is. I'm putting down a link to Forbes Riley will be in the show notes.
Forbes Riley is she's called the Queen of Pitching. She's been into information infomercials for I don't know how long because since I have a memory, I've been seeing Forbes Riley on the TV, selling products and stuff. So she is the Queen of Pitching, and she has a big community all around the world. So attending to Forbes events has been really helping me to put my business out there, no matter what, no matter what. Public I have, she's always, into helping others. So networking for me is crucial because, I need to work something else outside the Facebook ads. So that's for me, it's, like the most important thing is networking, creating events or attending to events, talking to some friends. Doing Instagram lives to, for example, the Latin American market. I'm working. I have an Instagram live in a few minutes. So it works out. I pay the bills. That's important.
Yeah.
That's huge. So Instagram lives, Clubhouse, social media are a great way
I
to.
didn't know Clubhouse was still a thing.
I'm not into Clubhouse as much as I used to, but it is a thing.
How interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard anybody say Clubhouse in a while. I wonder if that is a Americans, they find their things that are, they moved on to their next bright, shiny object. So, I mean, I know a lot of Europeans, they like to use WhatsApp and Telegram, and I don't know a lot of Americans that use those kinds of channels. So I guess, regionally, you'd use whatever different channels. I mean, Facebook, I can't live without Facebook Messenger. If I didn't have Messenger, that app Messenger, I wouldn't get anything done because that's how I talk to everybody, right? And it's not by.
The same thing happened to Latin American people with WhatsApp. If
Yeah.
I don't have WhatsApp, I could die. Like, what am I doing? What do I do now?
I got WhatsApp just so I could talk to people in other countries. Literally.
Myself.
Literally. My business coach is in England. I got WhatsApp to talk to her. Okay, so we talked about that. Is there anything that you want to talk about that we haven't talked about?
We talk about the pendulum healing? No, we didn't talk about pendulum healing.
We did a little bit, so talk to me about that. What, tell me about healing with a pendulum.
The pendulum healing works incredible. You can heal places. When I need to clean my house, to do a cleansing on my house, I go with a pendulum, chanting and or, manifesting things with this all around the house. But when I need to work on somebody, I use two things. This is for the chakra alignment. It is in Spanish, but I use the same thing for clients in the US.
So if you're listening to the audio, she's got a picture of a human with the chakras in different colors.
In this square right here, I put the name of the clients and I connect with manifesting things and chanting. I connect with that person's energy. And I also use this things I can show you here. This is my crystal box. In here, there is crystal, as you can see, if you're just listening, I'm showing a crystal, and I have different crystals for each chakra. And I use what is called crystal therapy. And in each point of the human body. In here, I put a crystal and I go like this, moving the pendulum in circles, asking the pendulum to align that chakra. That is for the chakra alignment. But if I'm doing a healing process, for example, I can detect with the pendulum different bad energies that the person is having that blocks different aspects of their life. So I use this graphic. I'm showing you a graphic with different areas of a person's life. And the pendulum is going to tell me which area is blocked. After I detect what area is blocked, I go to another graphic to ask what are the different energy, bad energies that are blocking that area. And I go area per area, cleaning, detecting first what energies are blocking that area, and then cleaning that area. So when you finish, you just review everything again, and everything must be just clean. And the first graphic shouldn't be showing energy, any area, because everything is just clean. You know, that's pretty cool. And it is incredible how you can feel better in different ways of your life. With the chakra alignment, you can actually feel that you're more energetic. Your emotions are kind of, you know, better. For example, my ex-boyfriend, he's like a Capricorn or a Virgo, but he's a Libra. So his mind he's always floating, and his emotions are not something that he's really into showing. When I do the chakra alignment, his mom, did you work out on him? And I said, yes. Why? He said he loves me. He never do that. You know? It's really crazy. And I said, yeah, I work. Yeah. His heart chakra was really low. So yeah, he said that. Yeah. Okay. You know, that works. And that is just with the heart chakra. Imagine what it does to your, you know, head chakra, your, you know, it's really cool. It's a really good way.
Yeah.
And the healing process is good because you are cleaning yourself from energies that you didn't know you had.
Yeah.
And are blocking stuff, money, relationships, not work relationship, business relationships, your relationship with money, the relationship money has with you. So yeah, it is really, really interesting and really cool.
So basically a pendulum is an energy conduit or energy cleanser.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really know what the pendulum's done. I didn't know what they were for. So now I do. Thank you. But this morning I do a lot of networking too. Networking is my preferred way of marketing. And usually on Tuesdays, I do at least two, if not three, networking meetings. However, you and I are having this conversation now instead of my 4 o'clock networking that I would normally be doing. So that's how important you were today. But this morning, I was networking with a Reiki master, and she was telling the story. Because, you know, Reiki, some Reiki masters do hands-on healing, and some do hover above. Right. Anyway, she had a client who was a famous musician, somebody I'd actually heard of. And she's on the East Coast and he was on the West Coast. And he called her and he said, I am in pain. I need you to do your magic. And she goes, okay, lay down and I'll work on you. And she didn't think it was going to work. Right. She had no idea it was actually going to work. And then she went through and she did whatever Reiki people do. I don't know. I don't know how I've seen. Yeah, I know it's laying on hands, but she did whatever she would normally do to him if he is actually there. And then she called him back and said, how do you feel? And he goes, I could actually feel you working on me. And I was like, I believe you because I understand how energy works, but that's just weird. It sounds unbelievable, but everything is made of energy. I mean, there is space in between our cells, and that space is energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, last year, I think it was, December 1st, a friend had a concert here in Caracas, and I was going to the concert. And I was texting him that morning, planning on the time I was going, you know, the usual. And he said, I'm dying. I have this flu. I can't breathe. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing tonight. And I was like, are you kidding me? How can you never, you need to tell me this. And I said, okay, I know I have your full name. I have your date of birth. Okay, I'm going to do a witchy thing. And I came to my studio and I was, okay, I'm going to work on him. And I did a pendulum healing, chakra alignment, and Reiki. And he was that concert. He jumped, he screamed, he sang. You know, he was like, okay, I'm so cool. I love it. I need to breathe again, because after the concert, you know, he was like, oh my God, I have no energy. But he could, you know, do the job and do it good and feel good. So it is incredible how energy works. And the first time you need to think or to believe is that everything is made out of energy. Everything, every little thing in the world is energy. And you need to connect with that. When somebody touches you, both energies are, you know, touching each other. So that's why sometimes you touch someone and you feel like, okay, I don't like that person. It's because your energy is not, you know, compatible with that person's energy. And that's, it has to be a reason for that. So we need to believe it. Somebody call it instinct. It is instinct, but also is the body instinct that is saying, hey, no, don't go there. And we need to listen, because sometimes we would save a lot of troubles and a lot of tears and a lot of bad feelings if we listen to our body energy way before things happen. And it happens with friends, family, and this is what I'm going to say. Sometimes it just, people get it the wrong way. Family, it is just blood relationships. The real family is the one we choose to be. So if somebody is your relative because of their blood, you are not, you know, nobody can make you be around that person if their energy is not working with yours. Just because you're blood related, can you imagine how many people you're blood related in the world and you don't know?
Oh, yeah. I do genealogy, thousands. You are related to thousands of people. You and I may be related and we don't even know it. Yeah.
And you don't know. And the thing is that you can't make somebody else, you know, like someone just because you're blood related.
Yeah.
For me, my family is the one I choose. My football friends, because when I'm sick, they are there. For me, you know, you can be my family because we're friends and we support each other. That's family. So energy, when you feel that somebody is good for you and you feel good around that person, and when you see that that person helps others and is not thinking about themselves, that's good energy. So surround by that energy. And if you see somebody is, its energy is really low because it's depressed, and you could be depressed. Depression is something that you can, you know, be over and be happy and support others to, you know, be happy too. But you need to be sure that you want the help. So if somebody is depressed and doesn't want the help, or, you know, is rejecting the help, you can be around that energy because you're going to be dragged into that depression too. So it is not that you don't want to help others, because I'm into helping people with depression, people with any kind of feelings, but you need to want the help.
Yeah.
You need to be ready to be
Yeah.
helped.
Yeah.
So if you're not, I can be surrounded by you no matter how much I love you. I had a boyfriend that didn't want the help. He was just into being depressed because it was easier for him being depressed and alone than being outside and working on his depression and working for earn a living. And you know what we do, we deal with depression, you and me.
Yeah.
Both health conditions are different, but when you have a health condition, you deal with depression.
Yeah.
So, but you still work it out. You go to your job, you go to your business, you know, work with your clients, you have your family, your husband. I have my dogs.
Oh, there they are. They're sleeping.
That's the girl.
They've been so good.
Yeah. I have my football friends and I go to football games and I go, you know.
When you say football, you do mean soccer, right?
Yeah, I do soccer.
Yeah. I'm just teasing you.
Thank you, soccer. I go to soccer games and I had a great time, even with pain, even with my illness. It doesn't matter. But for my boyfriend, it was easier to stay in that place.
Yeah.
For him, safe. But no matter how much I love you, I can be right there because you're dragging me into nothing, into doing nothing, because my only goal is to help you, but you don't want to be helped. So I can't. And it hurt because it hurt, but I said, you know, this is not my place.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that. You love somebody, but the energy that that person has is not good for you. And it's going to lower your energy because everything is energy. And if your energy is in 100% and you surround by depressed people, you need to do activities to elevate your energy again to 100 because it's going to be lower and lower and lower. So that's something that we really need to think about it and really need to work it out, especially this year, 2024, the year everything comes through, like I was saying before, and you need to be happy. And
if everything comes true, the crappy stuff will come true. So focus on the good stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that is pretty profound right there. Okay. Everybody be positive and think positive thoughts. think about the good for all.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to wrap up. Holy crap. We really need to wrap up this. I wanted to say something to you though. I wanted to thank you for introducing me to new ideas that I didn't know about. I think one of the most important skill sets for an entrepreneur is the willingness to learn about new things, because sometimes those new things will lead you in a new direction that would be good for you. But even if it is, even if it doesn't lead you in a new direction, knowing the information is important. So I'm a huge fan of learning everything I possibly can about all sorts of different things. And so thank you for teaching me something new today. I appreciate that. So now this is your moment of gratitude. For whom or what are you most grateful?
I think the only person that comes to my mind talking about gratitude is my mom. My mom, my uncle, my grandma, my brother, they all passed away. But if I had a club, a fan club, they were, you know, like the founding members. You know, it didn't matter what crazy idea I had. They were always like, yay, I love it. And my brother was like, yeah, you need to do this and do this. And my mom was always cheerful and letting me do whatever crazy thing I wanted to do. So I think that helped me a lot, because I would never have thought mixing astrology with business and branding if it wasn't for her letting me dream big and telling me you can do whatever you want. Mom, I want to go out with a pant and on the top a skirt and a corset and a green hair. And my mom was like, oh my God, Yeah, you look good, honey. You look pretty. You know, it. She was like that. It doesn't matter how crazy I was when I was a teenager or when I was in college. She was always into, you can do it. Come on, do it. And I think if I'm going to be grateful with someone, is my mom. Also, my dad and my stepdad. They're still here, and they are my new, you know, fan club. They are crazy about any idea and always, you know, pushing me on doing something else and doing something better. And every single person that has, hey, that's the other one. Every other person that is always dreaming with me, helping me no matter what, doing new courses and new finding new information. It doesn't matter, you know, but every single person that is right behind me, telling me it's going to be good, you're going to do it, or let's just do it, let's just do this. I need to be grateful for them. And for the ones that didn't believe in me, I'm grateful too, because they helped me push myself even harder to do stuff. So yeah, I'm grateful about every little thing and every little person that has been right there for good or for worse, it doesn't matter, but they helped me to be here. 30 years later, I still doing tarot readings and learning from the cards, the energy, everything around me. So yeah, I'm grateful for my dogs. You have no idea how grateful I am for those two. They don't talk, but they listen even more than people. And I think I would be crazy without them. I live alone, so you can imagine how crazy it is to just be around anything in my house when I don't have a client to talk to, I don't have a session to do. So I'm like, oh my God, what I'm going to do? But in this space, we run and do crazy stuff, play, and you know, it's crazy. So I love them. I'm grateful for every little thing, for every little second we have. When you are fighting with a disease or a condition, you're grateful for every little second you have. In my case, fighting with fibromyalgia and my kidney disease is like, this second was good. I'm sitting and I'm not in pain, so this is good, you know, and that's good. We need to be more grateful. Even when we are in pain or we have something, trust me, there's someone out there in a worse condition that is wishing to be in your place. So we need to be more grateful about everything.
Thanks for tuning in to Gratitude Geek, the relationship marketing podcast for micropreneurs building genuine, lasting relationships with clients, colleagues, and community. Our theme music is track 14 by Rev Brock and Soul Lily. Make sure to visit gratitudegeek.com for all the groovy ways to connect with our guest, Jen Chavez Perdomo. I've been your host, Candice Rudardi. Stay groovy, my friends.
Stay groovy, folks.